crackheads and shit shitting in the middle of the street. Like, it was like an extended stay motel, maybe 17 or 18 rooms, and the only motherfuckers in there were dope boys and smokers. So, like, when you went in there, like, that was a real trap. Like, you know what I mean? They're not gonna open the gate unless they know who you are, know what you're doing, know what you want. Like, around the world, like, people are using the word trap. They don't even know what the fuck that means.
Fuck, you just get trapped in it? I don't know. How do you, what, where did the word trap come from? I'm not even sure.
I mean, I don't know either.
But we just know that's a genre of music around here.
Yeah,
that's
it's how like, people it's all live about, by. Like, the beats.
No, like, it's an Atlanta concept because Atlanta was developed around railroads. So there's a lot of one-ways and dead ends. So when you pull into a one-way or a dead end, you go down to the end of the street where they're selling dope at. That's a fucking trap. Because if they draw down on you at the end of the street, you're fucking stuck.
Pink City may have been paved under to make way for lofts and brunch spots, but Atlanta has no shortage of other traps resisting the crush of gentrification.